Across the Tasman now, and Victoria has recorded another 372 new cases of coronavirus today, a jump of almost 100 on yesterday's lowest figure for weeks. The state also reported 14 more deaths, including a man in his 20s. So-called mystery cases are continuing to be a challenge for authorities, with another 51 linked to unknown sources today. Victoria Premier Daniel Andrews once again called on all Victorians to get tested, even if they have the mildest of symptoms.
We have more than 60 regional testing sites, and we'd be very grateful to anybody with even the mildest of symptoms to come forward in regional Victoria, and indeed right across Melbourne, to get tested. It's a really powerful contribution that you can make towards our collective fight against this wicked enemy.
And Victoria's chief health officer says 20% of Victoria's second wave of cases come from unknown sources. Brett Sutton says a delay in symptoms can often make it difficult to trace the origin of infection.
For one in five cases, we can't determine that. And that'll be for a number of reasons. They just simply don't have anyone else in their household who's been unwell. They can't identify anyone in their workplace who's been unwell. The places that they nominate don't have existing cases, clusters, outbreaks. And so we can't determine absolutely where they've got it from.
A growing number of mystery cases in New South Wales also has authorities concerned. Today, 9 new infections were recorded in the state, a drop from the usual daily total in the teens.